Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Played back to Boyd. Comes across now to Sexton. It's dropped. It's picked up by Dom Young. Young's away. Here he goes, Dom Young. He's over the halfway, over the 40. They're not going to catch Dom Young. He's run the length of the field and scored for Newcastle right beside the post. 36 points to 12. Oh, Ryan, the wingers are having a field day.
Yeah, 8 tries by wingers here this afternoon. And, yeah, with a minute and a half to go, I think that'll be the last one. And it's a lovely pickup from Dom Young, runs about 80 metres to score that one under the sticks, and we've all heard about his speed, this guy. It's been good to see him in the clear. It's just Sexton trying to tip that pass on it for Feeder, goes between his legs, and then Young, for a tall guy, has to get right down and pick that one up off his toes, and then he's just got too much of a break on Marju there and goes under the sticks and rounds out what's been a wonderful night for the Novocastrians. Looked like it could have been a knock on there. Wasn't an easy pickup, but all those the diehard Knights fans that have turned out in the tough conditions tonight have witnessed a really good win by their footy side, and they'll go on to enjoy a nice weekend now.
36 points to 12 on the Foxtel scoreboard. Nathan Brown.
Yeah, that try come off the back of obviously the line speed and the forced error from the Knights. Good defence, and as Gerds has made the point, 8 tries to wingers. I'm wondering how long it is since 2 wingers on one team on the same team have scored 8 tries between them. There's our great stats man come up with one of those ones, Charlie White.
Oh, yes. Mate, he'd have to go to the internet for that. He's not going to go to that much trouble. All right, 36-12. Now, I got that terminology off you, Ryan. Field day. What does that actually mean, a field day? Because when I was in Bush Radio, a field day was when all the rural suppliers got together in an oval and showed off the latest tractors and chisel ploughs and whatnot. So what what is actually a field day?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe we'll have to go throw that to Charlie as well.
Yes.
It's just an old saying, isn't it? You have a field day. Everyone's
out
in the field having fun, having a great day.
I understand that it's an easy day. Like, the day, a great day, easy day. That's why I always understood a field day. He's had a field day. It's been a picnic for him.
Yeah, a field day.
It's been a field day for Edric.
Sandor Earl, as a younger man, you would have had plenty of field days. What do you know? Can you add anything to this? What's going on out there in the game at the moment?
I think if you're going to ask anyone if what's a field day, it's Dominic Young and Edric Lee. It'd be rude not to talk about the wingers in Wendell's absence, but, boys, one end of the spectrum, you got absolutely having a field day, and then the other lads, they're doing it real tough. So they've had a huge impact on the game, and I'm just happy for the boys. It was good to see Dominic in full flight as well.
There you go, Brownie. You got that stat there, mate. Last time two wingers combined for 8 tries was round 9, 2021. Josh Adakar and George Jennings. So it wasn't even that long ago.
No, the Fox got 6.
You made a big fuss over it and it wasn't that long
ago.
Dear, right. So you should have quit while you're ahead tonight.
Yeah, and I was on a roll for a while, Maroon, but anyway.
Expert comments for Seabus Super. Thompson got it away to Milford, who knocked it on. Now, at the completion of this game, Triple M Sydney is going. There's a big AFL game on. St Kilda versus the Carlton. Carlton, St Kilda versus Carlton.
Who do you like in that one, Maroon?
Oh, geez, the way Carlton's been playing, you'd have to take St Kilda. No, actually, well, last week the Swannies beat St Kilda, I think. So, don't know, mate. I'm taping it, so I'll have a look at it when I get home. Full-time siren goes in the background. But referee Butler says, we're going to have the scrum anyway. No, he says, no, change me mind. Newcastle 38, Gold Coast 12. And, homelines.com.au will get the man of the match shortly, but an absolute field day for the wingers out here today. Edric Lee scored 5 and 3 tries for Dom Young.
Dom Young got 3.
Yeah, so there you go. And we're just trying to find out the origins of the term field day and have a look at this game in a little bit more detail. But lots and lots of tweets coming in. The origin of the term field day comes from the military and refers to manoeuvres that took place in a field. But by the 1800s, the phrase was used to refer to any event that happened in a field, ranging from a hunt to a dance to a picnic, as you said, Brownie, to a scientific expedition. So there you go. You learned something tonight. Brownie's back working at Triple M. As my late father would say, is this a great country or what? We're going to get an interview. Sander Earl is getting us a couple of interviews here. And then we'll have the home loans man of the match. A very comprehensive win for Newcastle. 38 points to 12. As always with the Titans, they were outstanding for about 6 minutes, 20 minutes into the second half, but it didn't last long. And back to the drawing board for the poor old Titans, who have lost 11 of their last 12 games. Tomorrow I've got a good game for you, though. Doggies, who have won their last two, up against the Sharkies, who are, of course, cemented themselves in the top eight for season 2022 under new coach Fitzy. You played with Fitzy in that merge side for a year, didn't you?
Yeah, terrific player, Craig Fitzgibbon. He was only a young bloke when he first played, but outstanding player and terrific bloke as well.
Yeah, what great human. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll have the man of the match as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
From Randall across to Clune. And a beautiful ball from Hoy out to Wedrick Lee. And you know what, boys? Try time number five for the big laid-back Wedrick Lee.
The McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. It's time on the Triple M NRL call to give you the homeloans.com.au man of the match, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. Well, you're doing the honours tonight, Nathan Brown.
I'll go 3 points. It's hard not to give a bloke that scores five tries 3 points. So I have to give Edrick 3 points. And I thought the most influential player on the field, 2 points, on Anthony Milford was outstanding. I thought he actually wanted the ball from the start of the game to the end of the game. His kicking game was outstanding. And I thought 1 point. And it's great to see this year's been his best year for a year or so. I thought Dave Clemmer was outstanding as well. So I'll give him a point.
Okay, homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. Ryan Girdley, you got a full dance card this week on Triple M.
Yeah, big day tomorrow. I think Brownie's on the Saturday show into that call that you just spoke about in the afternoon, which I'm looking forward to doing. And, yeah, some good games of footy. Looking forward to this next one that's just about to start, or it might have even started, the Panthers and the Roosters. Haven't they got a great history over the years? And it's been about 5 years since the Roosters, or 2019, since the Roosters have actually beaten Penrith, and it's out there at Blue Bet Stadium. So they've got a mountain to climb in tough conditions, but that should be a good contest.
All right, just before we go, Sandor Earl has caught up with one of the Newcastle players on the sideline, Dominic Young. Let's go to that interview now.
Dom, mate, 3 tries. How'd you feel out there?
Yeah, bro, it was mad out there, really, to be honest. Obviously, first hat-trick. Just good to get a win after a tough few weeks, you know. I think my performance has been coming for a while, so yeah, just good to get the 2 points and obviously put a performance like that in front of the home fans, so yeah.
Mate, a bit of an accent, Brad. Talk to me about your journey to the Knights.
Yeah, obviously from England, so West Yorkshire, playing through all the Huddersfield Giants systems over there, and kind of a few clubs over here were looking at me, so obviously after speaking to Hadzi and what the Newcastle Knights could call offer me, it was a no-brainer, and I've loved it ever since, you know, never looked back, so.
Yeah, nice. Bro, I was lucky enough to work with Adzi at the Storm. He's a good coach. Yeah. I've seen your development over the last few weeks, especially this year, going from strength to strength, 3 tries tonight. What's some of the things you've been focusing on with your game now you're in the NRL?
Yeah, I think just the little details that I probably haven't, you know, looked too much in depth in the past, obviously. I think he just knows how to get the best out of me as well, so, yeah, definitely just those details, you know, just getting my head down and putting in the work. In the preseason was obviously big for me too, so yeah, he's been good for me.
Oh, mate, all the best. Thanks to talk to you. Cheers, congratulations, mate. Good game.
Yeah, that's Dominic Young talking to Triple M, Sandor Earl. It's interesting he said that there were a couple of NRL clubs looking at him. I mean, if he played 2 games for Huddersfield, how does anyone know about him to be looking for?
Yeah, there's people looking all the time now, and there's, you know, obviously the, you know, Sticky and Pete Mulholland probably brought the English game back to light with the recruitment of, you know, the English players that they brought out, which helped Canberra get to that grand final, get to a couple of grand final qualifiers. So I think that really, you know, Pete, who's actually passed on now, unfortunately, I think you'll probably give a bit of credit to him with what's actually happened, I suppose, as far as the NRL reintroducing a lot of English players back into our game, you know, which is obviously, it's probably not great for the English game, but great for the young English players to get an opportunity.
All right, well, Brownie, it's great to have you back. I know Ryan Girdler went into Triple M management and said, either you take him back or I'll walk.
Thanks, Girds.
Yeah, no problems, Brownie.
You're just a good egg, aren't you, mate?
Doing my best, mate. Just want the best people on this network to provide the best service to the listeners. That's all.
Well, we are getting there. We'll see you tomorrow from midday on the Saturday Scrum.
See you, boys.
See you, Girds.
Triple M NRL Game Highlights.
And it's the last tackle and play the ball. It's Tawala. Then Clune's going to have to kick it, and he does too. Straight across field, taken by Dominic Young, who's gone over. Back it comes to Clune. Left side now, Milford numbers. Comes out to Edric Lee, and Edric goes over in the corner. Randall's got it. Gets it away to Milford. Milford to Clune. Clune.
Oh, lovely.
He found Edric Lee unmarked on the left wing, and Edric goes over and brings it round to put it down virtually right under the posts. Clune gets it away then to Milford. He finds the winger unmarked, or is he? Oh, he's got over in the corner, I think, Dom Young. He got it down before Kelly pushed him over the sideline. Sexton, he floats one over to Fasul Mulaawi. Intercepted by Tawala. Tawala's away, over the 30, over the 20. Herbert's chasing, and Herbert pulls him down. 5 metres out from the Gold Coast line. He needs a quick play the ball and gets it to Thompson. Then it comes back to Clune. Lee's unmarked. Lee takes the kick, and Edric Lee scores as the half-time siren sounds. And there we go. They're away now. AJ Brimson over the 20. He's chasing, but he won't get to him. And the Gold Coast Titans, Ryan, from absolutely nowhere. It's game on. Fafita on tackle four. Boyd again. The winger is unmarked. Marju goes over in the corner. Now we've got a game on our hands. Left side now. It goes out to Hoy. Got it away to Lee. I think he was out. He's claiming a try.
Edric Lee's hand remains up off the touch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he grounds the ball.
See, that's a big call.
We have a decision.
Tasagi. Taken by Liu.
Did that was dangerous. Got away from him.
He might get sent off here.
He sent him off.
I'm a genius, Norm.
Yeah, he sent Clemmer to the sin bin. So Clemmer's gone to the bin. Wallace is the one in trouble for a lifting tackle. And a beautiful ball from Hoy out to Edric Lee. And you know what, boys? Try time number five for the big laid-back Edric Lee. Five tries, Brownie. Comes across now to Sexton. It's dropped. It's picked up by Dom Young. Young's away. Here he goes, Dom Young. He's over the halfway, over the 40. They're not going to catch Dom Young. He's run the length of the field and scored for Newcastle. Full-time siren goes in the background. Newcastle 38, Gold Coast 12.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.